Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. In the Wrong Place. Numbers chapter 31, the second part of verse 8. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. We sometimes hear the expression, he or she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It implies that the person was doing something that was not what they should have been doing. I think most of us have been there one time or another. In case your mind has forgotten about this man Balaam, he was a Midianite whom the enemies of Israel had paid to curse them. God prevented him to curse, but instead he blessed them. After blessing Israel several times, he supposedly returned to his own country. Beep. Sadly, he remained and encouraged the Midianites who had hired him to seduce the people of Israel sexually. Seduction has a long history, doesn't it? It is vital for the people of God to remain close to God by earnestly seeking him by prayer and the study of his word. Remember the words of that old hymn, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." Make sure you are in God's right place. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.